I'd like to get started. Benjamin Stone is under the weather this evening. In his place, we have Michael Bergonzi. Michael is from Raw Naturals, booth number 219. And Michael will be speaking to you this evening about healthy greens and why we need them. I'd like to ask you to help me give a warm welcome to Michael.
Oh, I was helping. Thank you. Not used to talking into a microphone. Is there any way I could take this off and walk with it? Am I allowed to do that? I don't want to get in trouble. So hi, everybody. How are you? As she mentioned, my name is Michael Bergonzi. For those of you who don't know me, I spent 10 years with Hippocrates Health Institute in West Palm Beach, Florida. I'm helping Benjamin out tonight. He's a little bit under the weather, not feeling 100%. And he is the founder of Raw Naturals, and Raw Naturals is at booth 219. And what Raw Naturals is a supplement company. They're basically selling the Hippocrates Health Institute, where I was for 10 years. They're selling their supplements. And it's a whole food supplement. And I always like to define the difference between your pharmaceutical supplements and whole food supplements, just so you know the difference, because a lot of that stuff out there is your body's really not digesting. It's not living food. Where the supplements that Ben's selling at Raw Naturals is actually alive food. It's still living. And that's the nice thing about it. The body likes life. Body doesn't like those pharmaceutical pills. And let's face it, biggest industry besides food, the biggest industry is pharmaceuticals. And if anyone's ever noticed, you ever see pharmaceutical commercials? I saw one recently, and it was the commercial was a minute long, and it was a commercial for restless leg syndrome. And the commercial, the first 5 seconds, they said, this pill is for restless leg syndrome. And then for 55 seconds, they told you how bad it was if you actually take this pill. Interesting, right? I mean, they said it out loud, but nobody actually heard it. Everybody just said, ooh, restless leg, it'll help. And they told you the side effects, true. One of the side effects of this particular pill, one of them was, get this, increased gambling. Who had the time to figure that one out? I want to know that. And another side effect of this particular pill was anal leakage. So, you know, I don't have restless leg, but I'm wearing diapers. That was true. I don't get that. Is anybody else listening to this stuff? So, what Raw Naturals is doing with the whole food supplements, and again, Hippocrates did all the work, and again, Hippocrates in West Palm Beach, Florida, they did all the work on these supplements, and Ben's the importer now for Canada, for all Ontario, and these are, again, whole food supplements. So the difference between a whole food supplement and a synthetic supplement, just kind of get the idea. I've been a wheatgrass grower, basically, for the last 20 years, wheatgrass sprouts, and I've been in the alternative field for the last 20 years. I started out in San Diego, California, at the Optimum Health Institute, spent 8 years there, built their greenhouse, and now I'm 10 years with Hippocrates, and I actually just left Hippocrates. I'm basically being a private consultant, opening up wellness centers and these things that are needed all over the world, and having the structure to them, structures being the foundation, which is green juice, wheatgrass. We're going to talk about all that today. And the difference between the synthetic and the whole food. If I'm growing wheatgrass, and a lot of you know what wheatgrass is, right? Okay, so if I'm growing a tray of wheatgrass and I use soil in a tray, and then I grow another tray and I grow it hydroponically. Everybody know what that means? Hydroponically without soil. So I have 2 trays of wheatgrass growing. Well, 10 times out of 10, no matter what I add to this hydroponic tray of wheatgrass, it will never look the same as the one that's growing right next to it in potting soil. It doesn't even have to be an organic composted soil. And the difference in what that means to me, now science will tell you that both these trays are the same when they test the minerals, they test the enzymes, the vitamins, they test everything, it's going to be the same. But visually, the one grown in soil grows taller, faster, darker green. It looks more vibrant, more healthy, more alive. Where the one right next to it grown without soil takes a lot longer, doesn't get as dark green, you don't get as much yield from it. Okay, the difference between these supplements is that what I just told you. When you use soil to grow wheatgrass, you get a different looking product. You get a different feeling product. And I have to say this a lot, but heart. So we all need to get back to this earth, right? We're all connected. We're standing on this big round thing, earth, soil. And whether you want to call it an organic composted soil, a potting soil, a topsoil, the bottom line is the connection to earth.